Chapter 15. Danny smiled to himself as he swept the floor of Phantom's Oasis. There was something stirring in the wind. Something was going to happen. The Haffa could feel it in his bones. It had been just 2 days since the Joker was murdered and gotten rid of once and for all. The news had erupted the next morning. Jason had woken up to countless missed calls from more people than Danny even realized his boyfriend knew. Every single one of his siblings had reached out, as had his team, the Outlaws, members of the Justice League. Hell, even Alfred and Bruce had reached out. Bruce had called him the most, never bothering to leave a voicemail, but he called Jason at least 30 times in the night. Jason hadn't said a word. He had simply smiled at Danny, pressed a soft kiss to his lover's lips, and dragged him into the bathroom for a shower. He had never responded to any of the calls, save for sending a text to Roy and Corey, telling them that he was okay and that he had nothing to do with it. Now, Danny was cleaning up the shop. They hit a rather nice lull around this time every day, which Danny was constantly thankful for. It was around 9 at night, most of the humans were gone, and in the next hour he'd have ghosts lining up out the door for something to drink or snack on. But until then, Danny was simply resetting his shop, getting everything back in order. Curled up in his usual papasan chair, Jason quietly looked over his paperwork for some shipments the Red Hood was getting soon, and was making sure the books looked good. The best part about Red Hood's current setup was that he actually didn't have to patrol nearly as much as he used to. For the most part, people left Crime Alley alone. The respect that Jason had garnered kept the majority of crime at bay. Danny had jokingly told Jason that they would have to stop referring to the area as Crime Alley and go back to calling it Park Row. Jason had pushed him out of bed as soon as the words Park Row came out of his mouth. Which was fair. Danny deserved that. "Something is coming," Jason said, with a deep rumble of his flames. Danny simply hummed in response. "I know, we'll handle it when it comes. Do you need any more tea, or are you good?" Danny asked, walking towards the back of the house to put away the broom. He nodded as his boyfriend turned down another tea and went back to flipping through the files in front of him, his knees tucked beneath him as he looked over the paperwork carefully. The bell attached to the shop door rang just a few minutes later, both ghosts glancing up to find Batman striding into the shop. Jason moved to get up, his hand going to the gun on his hip, only for Danny to shake his head and lean against the coffee counter, resting his chin on his hand. "Mr. Batman, to what do I owe the pleasure?" he asked. "Joker's body was found 2 days ago," Batman said gruffly, glancing over at Jason, who was once again looking over his paperwork. But Danny knew better. Just because Jason wasn't looking didn't mean he wasn't listening to every single word that Bruce uttered. He was aware of every single thing that happened in the coffee shop, judging from the clenched jaw that Danny could see from here. But Danny had this handled. He wouldn't let Bruce fucking Wayne continue to terrorize his boyfriend. So instead, he smiled. "Yes, I saw. That's wonderful news. I know he's been plaguing Gotham for such a long time, and poor Jay especially has been struggling with Joker's presence," he said, tapping the fingers of his free hand against the countertop. "I've been thinking about running a special for the entire thing. Half off one of our drinks. Maybe the Reaper Roast, or our Grave Ghost Roast. I'd say Resurrecto Espresso since it's my favorite drink, but I don't want to jinx things." "Oh, I know," Danny said, and gave Bruce a dark smile. "Murder Mocha. Half off for the next week to celebrate the Joker's murder." "I never said he was murdered," Bruce told him, and Danny shrugged. "Read it in the news. Looked like he was beaten to death from what I saw. Pretty deserving of it, if you ask me," he said. "Now, were you just here to share the great news, or did you want to order something? Because while Phantom's Oasis is a safe place for everyone, I don't think you're particularly making this place safe for my partner." "Where were the two of you 2 nights ago?" Batman asked in that annoyingly gruff voice of his that made Danny roll his eyes. "We were here. Jay didn't even go out on patrol that night. He was having a rough night, if you really need to know," Danny said with a sigh. "We were actually down here in the coffee shop until around 6 in the morning. I can show you the CCTV footage if you'd like." "Hmm," Batman grunted out, and Danny smiled at the way his boyfriend stiffened slightly. He allowed his electricity to race through the air along with his calming aura as he led Bruce back into the break room, Jason following close behind, likely not wanting to leave Danny alone with the bat. Which was sweet, but entirely unnecessary. Bruce nor Jason really had any idea of how powerful Danny was. And he'd keep that under wraps for the time being, but if Bruce crossed Danny, or if he hurt Jason, he would see the full extent of Danny's powers and realize that no amount of contingencies could prepare him for Danny Phantom. Danny pulled up the cameras for the night of the Joker's murder, making sure that Bruce could see the date and times clearly. He leaned back and let Bruce watch as Jason stormed down to the coffee shop first, with Danny following close behind. The duplicates had done amazing at acting like a couple, if Danny could say so himself. He always was a wonderful actor, truly. Duplicate Jason threw his arms out wide, looking angry beyond belief, before duplicate Danny pulled him close and gave him a soft kiss, holding Jason to his chest. The duplicate acted like he was getting calmed down before following duplicate Danny to the bar to make some tea. The rest of it was uneventful, with the two just leaning on the bar, not saying anything to one another, signing every so often if needed to make it look like they were talking. And they stayed like that until 6 in the morning, when the real Danny and Jason had already come home and were in bed, and they re-merged with Danny. He was going out to find the Joker, Danny said simply. As you can see, I stopped him, and we stayed here at the Oasis the rest of the night while he tried to calm down and we went to bed. You can also see where we opened the shop much later so we could get caught up on our sleep. But we never once left the building, Danny said coldly, crossing his arms over his chest before he flicked his eyes over to Jason, who was staring at him like he had never seen Danny before in his life. Danny gave him a small, smug smile and pursed his lips as though he were blowing him a kiss before he looked at Bruce. So, there you go. Jason had nothing to do with Joker's murder. He was here with me the entire time. Bruce stared at the screen for a moment, his jaw tensed in thought, before he looked over at Jason for a moment and grunted. Very well, he grunted out, before he started out of the back room, his cape billowing behind him. Oh, and Mr. Wayne, Danny said innocently, watching as Bruce's steps faltered and he stopped walking altogether, his shoulders tensing up. If you ever come into my shop again and try to disrupt the peace that I have cultivated, you will not be getting to see a nice sight of me, he said, watching as Batman slowly turned to look at him, relishing in the startled look that crossed the man's face for just a moment before disappearing. Danny grinned wide, allowing his eyes to glow just a bit, his fangs showing ever so slightly in the wide smile. What? He demanded, bewildered. Don't give me that bullshit. I had you figured out before I started dating Jason, and I'm not an idiot. Just because you have your entire family fooled about what happened, that means nothing to me. Jason remembers. So, I'll tell you one more time, Danny said, letting out a slight snarl, stepping past his boyfriend, who eyed him warily. If you step in my shop ever again, you're going to learn why I'm much scarier than Jason or the Red Hood ever dreamed of being. Now get out, he said, before waving a hand and allowing his powers to push Bruce completely out of the coffee shop. Once Bruce was gone, Jason turned to look at Danny, his eyes wide in surprise. Slowly, a wide grin grew upon Jason's face, and the flames seemed to get louder and louder, and if Danny wasn't 100% sure that Jason didn't have powers, he would have thought the room was getting hotter by the second. Jason yanked Danny to him and pulled him into a deep kiss, his hand going to the small of Danny's back as he kissed the shorter man hungrily. That was so fucking hot, Jason told him, running his fingers through Danny's hair as he stared at him in surprise. Danny smiled. I told you, if Bruce ever stepped foot in this shop, he'd have to deal with me. This is your safe place, Jason. I'm not going to let that asshole ruin it for you, he said, patting Jason's cheek softly before he pulled him down for another kiss, relishing in the way Jason held him so reverently, peppering Danny's face in soft, hungry kisses and holding him close. Danny just smiled to himself, running his hand up and down Jason's side and thanking his lucky stars that he knew well enough to create an alibi for both him and Jason for the night of Joker's murder. He hadn't been sure it would work, but judging from the look on Batman's face, the duplicates had been believable. He could also tell that it pissed Bruce off to no end to not be able to pin Joker's murder on Jason. But if Danny played his cards correctly, Bruce would never get any proof that Jason or Danny were responsible for the murder of that stupid fucking clown. End of chapter 15.